Archers for the week 13 to 18 May 2001.
Birds lending a hand.
That should keep you and Neil going for a bit.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Betty. You can't beat an oyster up a tea to keep you going when you're working.
I'm surprised you got the time to help Neil with a piece.
Ah, well, I had a good day in the garden yesterday. Planted me beans and me brassicas, and Frieda's out this morning, so I found myself at a bit of a loose end when I bumped into Neil.
Oh, I'm sure he's very grateful. Oh, I've been meaning to do more in our garden, but we've been so busy lately.
Well, you had that wedding to organise, didn't you?
Oh, that's true.
It was a smashing day, wasn't it? Something to remember.
Yeah, certainly was, and they really deserved it.
Have you seen the video yet?
Oh, no, we haven't. Oh, that's a good point. Linda told Roy and Haley it'd be ready by the weekend. Wonder if she took it round there last night.
I expect there's lots of people in the village who'd be interested in seeing it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I hope she's made a good job of it.
Ooh, if I know Linda, she'll have turned it into Hollywood epic.
Yeah, probably. Apparently it would have been ready earlier, only she's been slaving away in the editing suite.
That seems like Linda. Yeah, that wedding was just the tonic we all needed, wasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it was. Oh, Brenda, I was wondering when you were going to join us.
Bert, what are you doing here?
Don't you think you should have got dressed before you came down?
I wasn't expecting visitors at this time in the morning.
Oh, it was just going. This tea will be getting cold and Neil will be wondering where I've got to.
Well, perhaps we'll see you later on at the ball.
Yeah, maybe. Though we're starting soilage in at Brookfield this afternoon, so I might be busy.
Oh, right. Well, bye then.
Bye.
You all right, love? You look a bit peaky.
Hardly slept at all last night.
Do you want to talk about it?
Not really.
Why don't you run yourself a nice hot bath and have a really relaxing soak?
I don't want to.
Oh, go on. You know it'll make you feel better. And then you can get dressed and I'll cook breakfast for when you come back down.
All right. Thanks, Mum.
Well, I didn't think you were coming back till tonight.
No, I wasn't. But there was a change of plan.
So you took Caroline out then?
Something like that.
Where'd you go? Anywhere tasty?
You must know I cooked a meal for her here.
Oh, very nice. Didn't know you could cook.
Well, I can. So, how's my garden coming along, eh?
All right, I suppose. I did a couple of hours on Friday night, but it was a cup of vinyl yesterday and Mum's birthday.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm going to do a bit more now.
Actually, I'm not sure that you should.
Why not?
Well, shouldn't you be revising for your exam?
Oh, yeah, I've been doing that. This is just a break. You've got to balance out the work with something else, otherwise you'd go mental.
Seriously, Ed? I'm worried you might be spending too much time working for me and not enough on your school.
That's not a problem. I can cope with both.
You may think so. But I think you should take a break from this while your exams are on.
Look, the truth is, Oliver, I'm probably not going to do that well in them anyway.
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
No, no, see, doing even more revision ain't going to make much difference.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Mum's cool about it. She knows I do my best.
I thought she was worried about you coming over here.
I wasn't going to tell you this. You got to promise you won't tell no one else.
All right, I promise.
See, Mum and Dad need me to carry on working here because we're really skint now that Dad can't get any casual work. Every penny helps.
Oh, I see.
Look, they'd kill me if they knew I told you that.
I won't say anything. Well, look, in that case, there is another little job I got in mind. It's putting down some concrete around the shed where I'm going to house the beef kettle over the winter.
Great.
But I don't want you spending all your time on it, you understand?
All right, I won't.
In fact, I want you to just mark out the area this week and I'll order the concrete lorry for next.
That's not going to take long.
I know, but that's all I want you to do, as well as finishing the cultivating. Your exams are more important.
Yeah, I suppose.
Right, I'll just go and finish my breakfast and then I'll show you the area I mean.
All right. Oh, Oliver!
Huh?
Couldn't do us a bacon sarnie while you're there. I'm starving.
Thanks, Mum. I suppose this is what they call comfort food.
Well, you certainly needed something to cheer you up.
Well, you'd be pretty miserable too if you were in my shoes.
Pass me a plate.
No, it's okay. I can do it. Maybe there's a career for me doing the washing up in a cafe somewhere.
Oh, come on, Brenda. You know you don't mean that.
Don't I? The way my boss was going on at me on Friday, I might as well start looking now.
Well, nobody said they're going to sack you, have they?
That doesn't mean they're not going to, though. The way he was going on, you'd think I let the old station down.
And all you did was ask that man a couple of awkward questions.
Yeah, but after Chalkman blew up at me, everyone seemed to think he was right and I was wrong.
Well, I don't suppose that's really true.
Even Wayne's been avoiding me ever since.
People often make a big fuss at first, though. And these things usually die down after a while, you'll see.
I don't reckon there's much chance of that. When I was in yesterday, I might as well have been wearing a notice round my neck saying pariah.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't that bad.
You don't know, Mum. You weren't there.
No, of course not. But people do forget these things. There'll be something else for them to worry about by next week.
Yeah, you're probably right. Nobody really cares about the truth these days.
Oh, you know I didn't mean it like that. I think what you do is very brave.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, my bosses don't agree with you. They've put me on soft stories from now on, and I'll probably never get to interview anyone live ever again.
Well, you'll just have to show them you can do these soft stories better than anybody else, and perhaps they'll give you another chance.
It's hard to believe it was only a week ago I was out recording all that stuff for Don Cora's day. And then there was a wedding to look forward to. And I thought I was on the verge of this really big breakthrough. Something that would make my name as a journalist. Well, I suppose I did that all right.
Oh, now, come on, Brenda. All this self-pity's not getting you anywhere.
Well, what else is there?
I hope I'm not disturbing her.
I'm going out for a breath of fresh air. I'll catch you later.
Brenda?
Excuse me, Bert.
I just remembered as I was about to go home, Freda gave me something for you.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she said you'd opened a jar of pickle the other day, only to find it had gone mouldy.
Oh, yeah, I did.
So she's given you a jar of her apple and plum chutney from last year's batch.
Oh, thanks.
Was that Linda I saw leaving earlier?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, she dropped off the wedding video then?
Oh, no, she was asking about putting up some posters against the development, but I told her I wasn't sure Mike would agree.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's always something to worry about, isn't there? If it ain't foot and mouth, it's the thought of them building a housing estate right on your doorstep.
Oh, actually, Bert, right now I've got a worry that's a bit closer to home.
Last time, of course, I was lucky enough to find an early gentian at Sawyer's farm.
I'm not sure I know what one of those looks like.
Oh, it's a rather beautiful, very delicate little flower. They're extremely rare, so I was very lucky to find it.
But in the meantime, you're hoping to mobilise opposition with those posters, eh?
Yes. I was hoping you'd put one up on your gate to show support.
Can I take a look?
Wait, of course you can. I'm afraid the artwork isn't up to my usual standard. Kept getting distracted with the wedding video and Robert dropped a cup of coffee on my first attempt.
Oh, I shouldn't worry. Oh, this is very bold and to the point. Save our village from this.
You don't think it's too bold, do you?
No. I like the way you've got the bulldozer looming over the cottage.
Oh, it was an idea that came to me in bed. Robert liked it too.
Are they all the same?
Yes, I did a dozen copies.
Well, I'll put it up on the gate after lunch.
Oh, thank you.
Can I tempt you with a glass of wine?
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, Oliver, but if I drink at lunchtime, it invariably sends me to sleep.
Another time, perhaps?
Yes, that would be very nice.
So, I'd better get on then. I'll check on my potatoes.
Right, and I'll just have a word with Edward before I go.
Be my guest.
Thank you. Edward? Edward?
What?
Did Clary enjoy her birthday yesterday?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, could you apologise to her on mine and Robert's behalf for not turning up at the ball last night?
Why didn't you tell her yourself?
I called round earlier, but there was no response.
Oh, she's sleeping off her hangover.
Oh.
She was well gone.
Well, I think that's quite understandable.
You should have knocked harder.
Perhaps I'll try again after lunch. Oliver seems in a good mood. Very friendly, in fact.
That's because he had Caroline Pemberton round last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was just leaving this morning when I turned up.
Yes, I suppose that would explain it.
Do you want Anne with pegging out this washing?
Oh, no, you're all right, love. I've nearly finished. Did it help, going for a walk?
Yeah, it did a bit, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good.
I've been thinking about something Brian Aldridge said.
Well, he had no right to upset you like that. It was none of his business.
No, Mum, I don't mean what he said on Friday.
He just had to have his say as well, didn't he? Well, at least Roy put him
when
straight.
When I spoke to him before all this blew up.
Oh, right.
He tried to warn me off doing it, and he was right.
Did he?
Yeah, only I thought he was just trying to defend his mates.
Yeah, well, I expect he was.
Well, maybe, well, partly. But he told me if I wasn't careful and made these unfounded allegations, I'd find myself in very deep water.
Well, even if he was warned, you don't see how that helps now.
Well, it doesn't directly. But maybe he can give me some advice about what I should do next.
Oh. Are you sure, Brenda?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Now my job's on the line anyway. I've nothing else much to lose, have I?
Yeah, but he's on the board at Borchester Land. They're the people you're trying to expose, aren't they?
Yeah, but I've a funny feeling Brian's not entirely happy about what's going on there either.
Well, it's your decision, I suppose.
Yes, it is. And that's what I'm going to do. Arrange a meeting with Brian Aldridge.
Brenda's worried and wants Brian to give her some advice.
The thing is, I want to apologise.
Oh, that's all right, Brenda. I thought you might be trying to get me to apologise after last Friday.
Yeah, got a bit upset, didn't I? Sorry.
Well, I obviously upset Roy, too.
I know, he's always looked after me. Anyway, thanks for coming.
Well, luckily it ties in with a meeting I'm going to.
With Borchester Land?
No. Even if it was, do you think I'd tell you?
No, I don't suppose so.
Pulling a stunt like you did doesn't exactly help my relations with the rest of the board.
But Talkman shouldn't be allowed to get away with it.
Well, if he's done what you say, he has.
Well, he has. I mean, you could see it on his face. Though I suppose it was a mistake having a go at him like that. I'm really sorry if I made it awkward for you.
It hasn't made me flavour of the month.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Although these things have a tendency to blow over fairly quickly.
They're going to read out an apology on Wayne's show this afternoon.
Well, hopefully that should be an end to it.
No, my boss won't let me off so easy.
Oh, yeah?
All I'm getting now is soft stories, you know? Cats stuck up trees, that kind of rubbish.
Oh. Well, that might not be such a bad thing.
I reckon they're just waiting for me to make another mistake and then they'll kick me out.
Oh, I shouldn't think so. Once you've been ticked off in public, paid your dues on these soft stories, I'd be surprised if you hear any more about it.
Honestly, you don't know what my boss is like. He was really angry.
I did warn you it was a dangerous game you were playing.
But all I did wrong was not getting enough proof.
You just shouldn't have gone public on the basis of a piece of gossip.
But it's true, though. He should be making an apology, not me.
Has your counsel contact been in touch since all this blew up?
No. I've been leaving her messages, but she hasn't got back.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
I don't know what else I can do.
Well, if I were you, I'd keep your head down and get on with your job. Whatever you do, don't expose yourself again.
Yeah, you're right. I suppose.
But if you do hear anything else, for heaven's sake, come and talk to me first.
Oh, Tom, do you know when the broiled beans will be ready?
Doesn't it say on the posters?
No, it just says they're coming soon.
Oh, okay. Well, with any luck, they should be ready about the first week in June.
Oh, great. People keep asking me now the poster's gone out.
I think Mum's doing a couple more. You know, a sort of countdown to the big day.
Ooh, it's exciting, isn't it?
I suppose it's pretty big in the world of vegetables. They don't do much for me, though.
Yeah. Do you want a hammer those cabbages?
Yeah, sure. Dad's a bit worried about the beans, actually.
Why is that?
Some of them have got chocolate spot. You know, brown bits.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, they look a bit dodgy, but Dad reckons they taste just the same.
Trouble is, people like them to look perfect.
Ah, well, we'll see how it goes.
You know, your mum's producing some recipe leaflets.
Yeah, she's really into it. Right, that should keep me going to the end of the week.
Cool. Oh, do you fancy a drink tonight?
Yeah, good idea.
Seven-ish at the Bull?
Yep, sounds good to me. See you later.
Bye.
So now you've got to do a story about this old dear at the Laurels who's 100.
She's not an old dear, Dad. She's Lottie Cromer.
Hey, didn't she have a son?
Yeah, two. But they're both dead now.
Hmm. She got any other relatives?
Two grandchildren, but they're in Canada. It isn't as easy as I thought it would be. I can't get an angle on it.
Well, what about when she got married? Oh, I bet there's a story there.
She showed me a photograph. It was in Ollerton Church.
Yeah. They didn't have videos in them days, eh? Here, have you seen Lenders?
No.
Hey, you can watch it with us tonight, if you like. Roy says it's great.
Dad, this isn't helping.
Yeah, sorry. Now, there's someone who might be able to help you.
Who? Joe?
Yeah, I bet he knew her. Well, she's lived here all her life, isn't she?
Yeah, she came here from Ollerton when she married in 1923.
There you go, then. Here, Joe.
What's up?
Lottie Cromer. You know her, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I grew up with her, Dick and Lynn.
Well, Brenda's doing a piece for the radio about Lottie.
Yeah, it's all right, Dad, I can tell him. It's Lottie's 100th birthday. Oh. So I'm doing a feature on her, and I've done the interview, but she can't remember much. And I need something else to give it some real interest.
Oh, do you know? Yeah, well, she lost Dick in the war. Oh, terrible that was. And then Lynn, he left the village after the war.
Oh, yeah, went to Canada.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. When she worked in the village shop when we was lads.
Did she?
Dick and Lynn was always helping themselves, so one day I tried it, and she caught me with my hand in the gobstoppers. Oh, she gave me such a wallop.
Right, I'll leave you to it. I've got some guttering to fix.
Yeah, right you are then, mate.
I'll see you later, Brenda.
See you, Dad. Right, so what about her husband?
Elby Cromer. Oh, well, he worked for the squire. Ah, devil for the gambling he was. If there was two flies crawling up a windowpane, Elby give you odds on which one to get to the top first. He used to drive his missus mad.
Hang on, I want to write this down.
Yeah, well, I pick a pint and help me remember even more, you know.
Didn't know Jennifer was keen on aromatherapy.
She isn't. All those bottles out there, courtesy of Lillian. She's been consulting Linda, apparently.
Oh, I thought she might have something to do with it.
Now, Lillian's decided that what Jenny and I need more than anything else is to smother each other in essential oils. Apparently it's the surest way to achieve harmony in our relationship or some such nonsense.
Do you know how long Lillian's thinking of staying?
Rumour has it could be the whole summer.
Oh, but not a permanent move.
Who knows? I dare say the boyfriend wouldn't be too keen.
No, he doesn't really look the type to settle for a quiet life in the country.
How are the Herefords doing?
Oh, they're fine. Especially with all the good grazing at the moment.
I'm sorry, I haven't offered you a drink, have I?
Don't worry, it's all right.
Actually, Phil, I fancy a change of scenery. What do you say we go down to the Bull for a quick pint?
Yes, all right. Why not?
So, Elby says, if you don't believe me, take a look inside and see for yourself.
Yeah.
But of course, none of them wanted to. So, Elby undoes the string, puts his hand inside nice and gentle. Come on, me beauty, he says. And out comes this big snoot with whiskers.
The badger?
Yeah, that's right. And Elby turns to him and he says, gentlemen, I think you owes me half a crown. And all of a sudden, snap, the badger bites off Elby's trigger finger.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, straight up. So Elby drops that sack with a hot potato. The badger shoots straight out the door and they never saw it again.
What happened to his finger?
He never saw that again, neither. Oh, Elby didn't fire a gun again till the day he died. God rest his soul. Pity, because he was one of the best shots in the district.
You haven't made this up, have you, Joe Quindy? Sounds a bit like spoiled troshing to me.
Don't know I am. No, it's a gospel truth.
Okay. The thing is, you see, I reckon my boss will really like that stuff about Lottie.
Well, I told you, didn't I? Everybody's got stories. You just got to know the right person to ask.
Yeah, it almost makes up for apologising to that prat I interviewed last week.
Yeah, you take no notice, Brenda Tucker. Ain't worth worrying about.
I suppose so. Have you got many other stories about the old days?
Oh, hundreds. They've been around a long time, you know.
What do you think about the idea of telling some of them on the radio?
On a wireless?
Yeah, why not? If you're up for it.
Get me another pint and I'll have a think about it.
All right. Shires.
Excellent.
All right, Jenny, I'll see you in about 10 minutes.
Sorry, Phil. She's insisting I get back for supper.
Well, that's no problem. I shall be heading off myself shortly.
Well, don't rush on my account. I don't suppose you've heard any more about the progress of the development proposal through the council.
Oh, I wish I had. I mean, we've already committed ourselves to moving, of course, but it would still be nice to know what sort of view we can expect from the bottom of our garden.
Yes, I'm sure it would. I had Brenda Tucker crying on my shoulder again this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's been hit pretty hard by the reaction to her outburst last week. At least they stopped short of sacking her.
Well, perhaps she'll learn not to be so hasty in future.
Well, one can only hope so.
You don't think there's any truth in her allegations, do you?
No, I shouldn't think so. No. Well, you know how much people love these conspiracy theories. Very rarely anything in them at all.
Yes, you're probably right.
Well, that's me done, I'm afraid. If I don't catch you before, I'll see you at the next AFU meeting.
Yes, righto. Oh, hello there, Kirsty.
Hello, Mr. Archer. I don't see you in here very often.
No, I'm not really a regular these days. Though I used to be more of one when I was younger. Do you want to sit down?
Yeah, all right, thanks. Oh, I've been standing up in the shop most of the day.
You're not here on your own, are you?
No, not really. I'm waiting for Tom, but he's late as usual.
Oh, well, I hope he doesn't keep you waiting too long.
Oh, I'll be all right. You must be quite busy with your signaging, aren't you?
Yes, but I've left David and Bert to it this evening.
Oh, I know Tom and his dad are getting ready to do theirs next week.
Yes, I know. It usually comes a bit later on organic farms.
That's true. Did you ever think of becoming organic?
Not really. Nobody much did in my day. Though perhaps if I was starting out now, I would.
Yeah, Pat and Tony reckon it's definitely the best area to be in.
Well, they would, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I suppose so. Mind you, when you see how they're expanding with things like the new box scheme, compared to all these other farms that are cutting back, you can see why.
Oh, I didn't know they'd started the boxes yet.
Oh, they haven't. But Pat reckons it should be up and running by the first or second week in July, hopefully.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Helen's dead keen on it.
And have you got enough potential customers?
Oh, yeah. Quite a few people have put their names down. We'll be picking the produce first thing on a Wednesday or Thursday morning every week, so it doesn't clash with stocking up in the shop.
And then you'll get someone to pack the boxes and deliver them.
Yeah, that's right. There'll be drop-off points around the villages. Should be all right for packing, but Tom reckons he'll ask Mike if he's maybe interested in delivering.
Well, yes, he might well be.
Actually, none of that's confirmed, so I probably shouldn't have told you.
Oh, don't worry. Your secret's safe with me.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Archer. Oh, look, there's Tom.
Ah, well, it's been nice talking to you, Kirsty.
Yeah, you too. See you around.
Oh, I do wish Alice wouldn't rush off like that.
Oh, let her go, darling. She's probably bored to death listening to us.
So, what was it that worried you about Brenda?
I just think it had hit her pretty hard. I don't think she'll be so stupid again.
Don't you?
No, she seems to have learned her lesson. But there's something else that bothers me, though.
Yeah, what's that?
This nagging feeling that she might be onto something.
What, after all you've said?
I know I came down hard on her, but if she's right, she almost blew it by being so impulsive.
If she is right, then presumably Matt Crawford knows about it too.
Yeah, precisely. That's what really concerns me. If there's something going on, then he's involved, you can be sure of that.
I can well believe it.
And the sooner I find out what his involvement is, the better.
I think we might stay the summer here after all, Scotty, darling.
Oh, as long as it doesn't get too boring.
Oh. Well, I'll just have to find lots of things to amuse you, won't I? Starting with tonight.
Mm. Let's hope it lives up to expectations.
Oh. Mm. I expect it will. I love dressing up.
There's no chance of Brian and Jennifer turning up, is there?
The line dancing. Good Lord, no. They won't be seen dead there.
No lectures on impoverished farmers or aberrant children, then.
You can be very cruel sometimes.
Oh, you have to admit they're a bit of a drag. Pity we miss the prodigal daughter and her black boyfriend, though. They sounded more interesting.
Oh, you make them sound like characters out of a soap opera.
It's funny to think you're related to all these people, babe.
Well, only by birth.
Not by inclination.
You can move your hands down a bit if you like. Mm.
You love it in the small of your back, don't you?
Oh, yes. Ah, that's it, Tiger. Oh. Would you be a darling and pass me my drink?
Of course.
Oh, the perfect touch ordering champagne. You do spoil me.
The look on that chambermaid's face when she brought it in.
Like a startled gazelle. Oh, she must be one of those innocent country girls you read about in novels.
Oh, I'm sure she's seen a man and a woman in dressing gowns before.
Or even out of them, like me. Some people are very easily shocked.
I can't think why. This village is ripe with lust, by all accounts.
You mean Caroline Pemberton and Oliver Sterling?
Amongst others. So the receptionist told you that story as well?
Yeah, you can't always rely on Linda for accuracy.
Yeah, it wasn't Linda who told me. It was the other one.
Oh. Oh, perhaps it is true then. That's hardly scandalous, though, is it? They're both single.
A widow and a divorcee.
Almost a perfect combination. Oh, could you use a little more oil, darling? It's starting to rub.
Oh, sorry. Mm. Lemon, rose and lavender. Oh, you smell absolutely gorgeous, babes. The men will be all over you.
Well, I've got to have something to compensate me for those women drooling over you at the life class.
It was all in the name of art. Put your head back on the pillow.
It was very sweet of you to order salmon and flowers with the champagne, too. Sorry I didn't eat much.
Never mind. I expect the hotel cat will finish it off.
Such a pity to waste it.
I don't suppose the cat sees it like that. Do you know what I'd like to do right now?
What?
Tear up the countryside with you on the back of my Harley.
What a pity it's still in Guernsey.
Oh, that hire car's very boring, isn't it?
I can always get another one, if you like.
If I can't have my Harley, I don't really care.
Oh, don't say that, darling. You don't mean it, do you?
If it wasn't for you, Lillian, the last place on earth I'd choose to hang around would be this crummy hotel with nothing to do.
Well, then we'll just have to make things a little more exciting, won't we? And we'll start tonight.
Right, babes. Get ready for a good slapping.
I can't wait.
Why can't you do it somewhere else, like in the village hall?
Well, we got a perfectly good room up here. Don't be daft, Alan.
But I have an exam today, and I've got another one tomorrow.
Well, they're only orals, aren't they? Can't do much revision for them.
They're not orals. They're listening exams. And I can't listen if you're all crashing about.
Why don't you go round to your friends' house like last week?
I can't.
Why not?
Because her mum doesn't want her being distracted.
Ooh, so I'm not the only awkward mum.
You always think about yourself, don't you? You don't care about me.
Oh, Alan, that's not true. Of course I care about you. Look, why don't you take a break while we're dancing and then I'll practice your French with you later?
No, I don't want to do it later.
Do you have any idea that you wish to speak in French, then?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it, Mrs. Snell. It's nothing, really. Only my French listening exam tomorrow.
Au contraire, Fallon, c'est très important.
Yeah.
Et de quel sujet préférez-vous à parler ce soir?
There you go, Fallon. Yeah.
Et bien sûr, j'aime beaucoup la français.
Look, thanks very much, Mrs. Snell, but you're all right. No, I wouldn't want to stop your line dancing.
Non, il n'y a pas de problème.
The languages of romance are so wonderful, aren't they? French, Italian, Spanish.
Oh, una paloma blanca. That's a bit all the Spanish I know.
Oh, that's good, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, and Aviva España, of course.
Are you joining us tonight, Eddie?
Yeah, I thought I might.
I see you've got your best denims on.
They're a bit tight, as a matter of fact. Clary put them in a hot wash by mistake.
Well, nothing to do with your beer gut, then.
Hey, who? Less of your lip.
I like your bootlace tie. Very authentic.
Still got all the stuff. Just don't get much of an air in these days.
Well, I reckon we're about ready to start. I'm going to go and sort out the CDs. So I'm just going to have to put up with it.
Has anyone seen my mum?
Oh, sorry, Emma.
I'm afraid not.
I wanted to tell her I don't fancy this tonight.
Oh, what a shame. You're such a good dancer.
Can you pass a message on in case I don't get to see her?
Yes, all right.
Now, evening, everybody. It's great to see you all here. We'll just wait a couple more minutes for the latecomers, and then I'd like you all to get ready for an old favourite, Foggy Mountain Breakdown.
Fallon, if you'd like help with your French during the break, I'd be more than happy.
I know a bit of French, too. Boy, j'y n'ai rien,
thanks. Emma, do you fancy going outside for a bit?
All right.
Oh, wow. Them too.
Oh, those costumes, wonderful.
Not sure about them tassels, though.
Bit of a hunk, any?
If you like that sort of thing.
So, we're in the right place there.
Oh, those cousins are fantastic.
Thank you, Jolie.
You look just like Dolly Parton.
Oh, do you think so?
Yes. In the nicest possible way, of course.
I hope you two little ladies aren't going to disappear on me.
Yeah.
Sorry, maybe we'll come back later.
Yeah, once it's got going.
Be sure you do now.
We will.
Yeah, see you later.
I sure hope so.
Put those claws back in, Tiger.
Summit told me you two have done this before.
Yes, we've taken part in quite a few exhibitions on the island.
Well, perhaps you could teach us some new steps.
Oh, yes, that is a good idea. We could do with extending our repertoire.
I'll teach you one now, if you like.
Oh, well, we usually start off with a nice, easy one. You know, we all
Five minutes, that's all I need.
He's a very good teacher.
Oh, well, okay then.
Listen up, everybody. I want you to watch what I do with Julian first, and then you can all join in. So, if we can have some space, we'll try without music to begin with.
Right, how do you want me, Scott?
Start with your hands on your hips and your legs apart. That's it.
You got soft hands. Hmm?
Then begin by tapping your right foot like this. Then your left. And step to your right. And turn like this.
What? Oh, sorry, Scott. I'll have another go.
That's it. That's better. Hey, you're a movie yourself, aren't you? Now, follow me.
You must have been doing this quite a while, eh?
It was Scott who started me off. He's a very good
mover. So I can see.
And kick, and turn, and touch your boot. That's it.
He has a natural grace, doesn't he? Such a live young body.
Looks a bit skinny to me.
Yeah, not at all. He's very well muscled, actually. And he's got legs to die for, darling. Waxes every 6 months. They just glide between those shapes, I can tell you. Well, yes, I'm sure they do.
And turn, kick, touch, and turn again.
I like it! Let it rip, Tiger!
You know, if I didn't know you better, I'd swear you weren't related to the rest of your family at all.
Sometimes I just wish Mum bothered a bit more. You know, I hardly see Dad, so I don't know what he thinks.
Just wait till you get a job. It don't matter what they think then.
Actually, I thought I might stay on for A-levels.
You're crazy. Why?
Well, I don't know. I suppose I might like it. Well, I don't want to end up line dancing for a living either. Well, do you like your job then?
Yeah, it's okay. But the other day, right, Beverly was having a go at me about something really stupid and unimportant. When Mrs. Padgett comes up and tells her not to talk to me like that, show me more respect. Should have seen Beverly's face. God, she can be a real cow sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just because we helped out with the catering for the conferences when we was really quiet. You know, she thinks she can poke her nose into the cafe now. All she does is criticise.
Oh, I hate people like that.
Drives you up the wall. Tries to catch you out on things all the time. Probably been sacked by now if she were my boss.
Nah, you wouldn't.
Maybe not. Oh, you can tell they're worried about foot and mouth, so I might get laid off anyway.
Well, they'll be all right. They've got pots of money.
Takings are way down on last year, though. Still loads of people who won't go near the countryside.
Well, you could easily get a job as a waitress somewhere else.
Probably, but I really like it there.
Sounds like they're having a good time.
Scott's a bit fit, isn't he?
He's all right, I suppose.
All right! Could teach me line dancing any time.
Well, so why is he hanging around with an old tart like her?
What do you think? It's got to be money, innit?
I suppose so. Do you reckon it'd be worth it?
I don't know. Maybe she's a bit of a party animal.
Yeah, maybe.
What's going on up there?
I don't know. Let's go find out.
God, this isn't what I expected at all.
Oh, go on, Linda. They're just enjoying themselves.
Come on, Scott. Let's show them what we're made of.
Oh, got it, babe.
This is getting a bit saucy, ain't it?
I'm sorry, but I really don't see what unbuttoning his shirt has got to do with line dancing.
Well, there's no point in having a bod like his if you don't flaunt it. Oh, just look at them pecs.
Robert's got a nice body, too. I wouldn't expect him to display it in public.
Why not? It's just a bit of fun.
Put it away, Eddie. There ain't no comparison.
Oh, I just got a bit more muscle on me, that's all.
Come on, Mum. I didn't know you were into dirty dancing.
My reckons are out of control.
And she's right. Are you going to do something or not do
Jolene.
Oh, you've got to admit it. They're good dancers.
At least he stopped unbuttoning his shirt.
Oh, if I'd know line dancing was this much fun, I'd come every week.
I'm coming to get you, Tiger.
Take me, babes.
Oh, my God, she's all over him.
Patience may be a virtue, but Phil has had a long wait.
You took your time, Bert.
Sorry, Bart. Hey, it's a long way back to the clamp and out here again.
Yes, I know, but I was beginning to think you'd lost your way.
Well, I bumped into Mrs. Archer while I was over the house, and she started telling me about your new granddaughter.
Oh, yes, Muriel.
She must be very proud.
Well, to be honest, it's more of a relief that she's finally arrived. We were all getting very worried about how overdue she was.
Well, she's here now, and a good healthy weight too, I understand.
Yes, it all went very well, apparently. Thank goodness.
I expect you're going out there for the christening, eh?
Well, yes, possibly. Though it's an awfully long way to go, of course.
Sounds like a beautiful quilt you're sending out to him.
Yes, well, it's difficult to know what to send, really.
Well, I suppose we'd better get on and swap these tailors in.
Yes, well, actually, while you were gone, I was looking at the gate in the corner. It's going to need rehanging.
Oh, we only did that a year or two back.
More like five, I think. It's taken a bit of a battering. I can't remember if we've got any of those bolt hinges spare, have we?
Ooh, you'll have to ask Davy that.
All right. If necessary, one of us can always pop into Borchester later and pick one up.
Well, I reckon I'm going to be too busy with this soilaging to manage anything else today.
Yeah, well, all right, but I'm sure someone can find the time.
Well, it's one of the busiest weeks of the year, this is.
All the more reason to get on with it, then.
Ah, right you are, boss.
I thought you was going to cook dinner.
Oh, sorry, love, I got a bit distracted.
More like you've got a hangover.
Yeah, well, it was a good night last night.
Just as well Jolene stopped it before it went too far.
Oh, don't be daft, love.
No, you should have heard Susan going on about it. She thought it was disgraceful.
Sid told him he didn't want to get a reputation as a knocking shop.
Well, it can't be just doing money Scott's after, can it?
They seem pretty happy together.
She must think it's Christmas every day, getting someone like him at her age.
Lillian's always known how to have a good time. He probably likes that.
Now, do you want cheese on this burger?
Oh, sorry, love.
Well, can you get the slices out the fridge, then?
Oh, yeah, OK. Hey, Dad's dead keen about this radio show, isn't
he? Yeah, he reckons he's going to be the next Terry Wogan.
What time's it going to be on?
About 4:20 tomorrow, Brenda said.
I'll take him for a drink before to get him settled.
Well, as long as you don't get him sozzled.
No, I won't. Do you think he's getting paid?
I shouldn't think so. It's only local radio. Are you going to pass me them cheese slices?
Yeah. Sorry. Do you know what Ed said before he went off this morning?
Oh, let me guess. Was it, I'm really looking forward to this exam?
No. I asked how much Oliver Sterling's paying. And he wouldn't tell me.
I shouldn't be paying him at all.
He said he'd consider taking me on, though, for £5 an hour. Cheeky beggar.
Yeah, well, he should be home revising instead of working there. Here you are.
Oh, it's all of it. Any ketchup?
Oh, in the cupboard.
It's a real chip off the old block.
Can you get that?
Oh, just get in the sauce.
Never mind.
It'll be Neil complaining about them bags of compost. Tell him I'm out.
Hello?
I reckon we'll shift the rest of it now till the autumn. Don't tell him that.
Hey?
Tell him I'll call him after I've had my dinner, will you, love?
Eddie, shush. Yes. Yes, thank you. I will, yeah. Bye.
Is he complaining then? What's the matter, love?
It's Edward. He's missed his exam.
Oh. How?
Didn't even bother toning up. They've been trying to ring us all morning. They want me to speak to him as soon as he comes in.
David Archer.
David, hi, it's Debbie. Oh. Is this a good time?
Hi, yeah, it's as good as any, I suppose.
Well, I just wanted to catch up with how things are going.
Yeah, good idea.
Oh, and Mum tells me you've got a new niece. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's right. Meriel. Hmm. Haven't a clue when we'll get to see her, though.
Oh, makes a change to hear some good news.
Say that again.
I don't suppose you've had much chance to think about your arable with everything else that's been going on.
Oh, damn, I meant to ring you about that.
Is there a problem?
Well, it could be. On the wheat. I was looking at it the other day, and I saw a bit of yellowing.
Mm-hmm. How much?
Well, it was patchy, really. Some of the leaves discoloured.
What, right across the field?
No, just the one spot. Hmm. When I mentioned it to my spray guy, he reckoned it was probably yellow dwarf virus.
How can he be sure without seeing it?
Well, he can't, but he reckoned it was better to play safe and spray it anyway.
Well, hang on a minute. You haven't done it, have you?
No, it's too windy.
Oh, good, because you may not need to.
Why not?
What, you say you only saw it in a small patch?
Yeah, I didn't have time to do a thorough check.
Well, why don't you work to a proper transect, check every 10 paces or so before you do anything else?
Yeah, I suppose I ought to.
Oh, you may find you don't need to spray at all, if it's only a small, localised problem.
Is that likely?
Well, it's worth making sure. You know, if you're below the threshold, you'd be saving yourself, £5 an acre, plus minimising the environmental damage.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea, then. I'll check it again this afternoon.
Good. Let me know what you find.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, look, I'll catch you later.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's a good idea to bring Josh out.
Yes. I thought he could do with the fresh air and the exercise.
Yeah. Children love picnics, don't they?
I'm rather fond of them myself. Can you bring the cutlery and the tablecloth, please? They're on the front seat.
All right. I didn't think it'd take Bert too long to spot what was going on.
I'm sure he deserves a break. We've both been working very hard.
Yes, we all have. Although he does seem to take a suspiciously long time dropping off at the clamp each time.
That's partly my fault. I was telling him all about Meriel.
Oh, so I heard.
Will this do?
Yes, this looks nice and flat.
Right. Well, I've bought you both a pork pie and some of those sausages left over from last night.
Oh, I hope you haven't brought us too much. We won't be able to get going again afterwards.
Looks like you're spoiling us again, Mrs. Arthur.
I'm sure you deserve it.
Ruth and Davy going to join us?
No. Ruth's gone into town to get some supplies for the parlour. Ah. Oh, and that hinge you mentioned.
Oh, good. Well done, Bert.
And David said he'd get something later. He's burying that ewe he found by Lake Ecopis.
Oh, no. That's the second one this week.
Didn't you mention it, Bert?
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Archer. You've been clean out of my head.
These things happen.
Well, I've been concentrating that hard on the work. It's near driven everything else out.
Yes, I know that feeling too. Josh, don't go too far. It's nearly ready.
And don't go near the machinery, will you?
I'm sure he won't. Oh, and the other bit of news is that Shula called.
Oh, yeah. Do you mind if I take a couple of slices of bread?
No, help yourself. You know Chris and George's survey on the police house came back fine the other day?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, it's not such good news on the stables.
Oh, no. What's the problem?
The roof on the house doesn't look too good, apparently.
Oh, dear.
It can be fixed, but at a cost.
Oh. What do Shula and Alistair think?
It's rather threatening for the moment. Oh. But Shula thinks they should be able to sort something out.
Never rains when it pours, eh?
Very true. Now, I think we're about ready to start. Oh, I see you already have.
Oh, and very tasty it is, too.
He's back, Clary.
Oh, Dad. You know, guess what happened to Jazzer? He got his mate to put a tenner on the cup for him and he cleaned up.
Not now, Ed.
Well, what's happened?
You know full well what's happened.
Oh?
We got a phone call from your school dinner time.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't turn up for your French exam, did you?
No, I didn't. That's a waste of time.
That's not for you to decide.
Why not? It's my life. I can do what I want.
Not yet, you can't.
There's no point in taking them. No point taking any of them.
Oh, yes, there is.
Listen to your mother.
No, there ain't. I'm never going to pass them anyway.
Well, how do you know if you can't even be bothered to take them?
Exams suck. I'd much rather be out doing a job working for a living.
Oh, like you're doing for Oliver Sterling.
Yeah, that's right. That's the real world, not some poxy gym where they keep telling you to be quiet.
Stupid boy, that ain't the real world. Don't you realise he's just using you as cheap labour?
No, he isn't. He pays good wages and we get on really well.
Don't answer back, Edward.
Ain't gonna last, is it? I don't want you doing no more work for him until these exams are over.
You can't stop me.
Yes, I can. Now, you get up them stairs and start revising now.
You got mass tomorrow, ain't you?
This ain't fair.
Do as your mother tells you.
God, this is stupid. I mean, it's pointless.
Anyone upstairs now and take your stupid bag with you.
All right.
I'll be up to check on you every half hour. And you, Eddie Grundy, tomorrow, you are going to take him right into that school and make sure he does that exam.
Okay, love, I will.
What's the matter now, Bert? Oh, it's you, Jill.
I told him to get off home.
Why? I'm sure we could manage another couple of hours.
It's 10 o'clock, Phil.
Yes, I know, but that doesn't matter. We've got plenty more to get through. I'm sure David will do it if Bert won't.
No. David and Ruth have called it a day, too.
Huh? Well, that doesn't sound like them.
And we've had a complaint about the noise.
From?
A couple of people, actually, and it's fair enough.
But this field's nowhere near anyone else's property.
Phil, just stop. You don't have to drive yourself into the ground.
No, you're right. We've had a pretty good day. But there's at least a couple more days to go.
Yes. And just because we haven't got foot and mouth on the doorstep anymore doesn't mean we should go mad fitting everything in.
No. We should be grateful we're amongst the lucky ones, I suppose.
Yes. Well, all we can hope is that the nightmare will be over for everyone soon.
Amen to that.
So, time to call it a day.
All right, then.
Well, when Foley knows what he's letting himself in for.
Of course he does. Brenda said he thought it were a really good idea.
Well, people like to hear about the oldie, don't they?
Yeah.
It depends which bitch it's ever been.
Brenda loved your stories the other day, didn't she, Joe? I'm sure you'll be fine.
Hey, you know them ornaments Nat's borrowed for his garden?
Yeah?
You can make them with moulds. There's loads of adverts in here.
So?
Maybe it's worth having a go.
You reckon?
See, why not?
Let's have a look then.
What do you make them out of?
Concrete.
Don't tell you much about them.
Oh, you have to send off for a catalogue first. There could be some money in it.
Yeah, well, why don't you phone them up then?
Yeah. Reckon I will.
Ask about the animal ones. People loves animals.
Yeah. And them classical statues.
I don't know how he can revise with that racket going on.
Yeah, do I.
Look at the time. I've got to get back up the dairy.
Right, you are.
Yeah, and you need to take him into school in a minute.
Don't worry.
I mean it, Eddie. I want you to take him right up to the door.
I will, I promise.
Edward, turn that music off. Edward, you need to go.
What subject is he doing?
I hate maths.
I hated maths. Well, you hated all of them.
That's true.
Right then. You're dropping Edward off first and then Joe at the radio station, ain't you?
I know.
Right. I'll make sure he goes in for his exam.
Thanks, Joe. Good luck, Edward. I'll see you two later then.
Well, aren't you going to wish me luck and all?
Isn't it nice being able to sit outside in the middle of May?
We're always doing Guernsey.
Yes, that's one advantage of living out there.
But I've decided we're staying in Ambridge for the summer.
Oh, that's nice.
I've rather taken to the old place again.
Yes, it's still got its character, hasn't it? Milk?
No, I prefer cream.
Oh, I never touch cream if I can help it.
You only live once, though, don't you?
Do you want it over the spoon?
No, please.
Let's just hope Ambridge isn't going to be spoilt by this proposal to develop the land.
Have they decided to go ahead?
No. Council seems to have gone completely quiet.
Oh, well, these things always take ages.
There you are.
Thanks.
Well, I don't suppose it helped having Brenda Tucker stir things up either.
Oh, I thought she was rather brave.
You'd have assumed the feeling in the village was mostly against. But now I'm not so sure.
Well, everyone has their own axe to grind, I suppose.
Well, all some people seem interested in is the money they can make from more customers. Jolene, for example.
Well, you can't blame her.
But what about the cost to the local environment?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jennifer. Don't be so precious. They're only houses. People need somewhere to live.
Yes, but why in Ambridge?
Oh, I wonder when Scott will be back.
Where's he gone?
He's fixed himself up as a model for a life class in Felbersham.
Really?
Really? I let him go on his own this time. Actually, I wanted to talk to you about Scott.
Oh, yes?
Yes. I've been hearing all sorts of rumours. What exactly did happen in the line dancing the other night?
Hi, Joe. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, yeah, well, that's all right. Yeah.
I see you've got your visitor's badge already.
Oh, a young lady, give it me.
You see, we're very friendly here. Shall we go through?
Straight away?
Well, I'll show you around first, and then Wayne should be ready for you in about 20 minutes. Okay?
Right.
Would you like a drink?
I don't suppose you got any sour.
Actually, I was thinking of tea or coffee.
The gossip's simply everywhere.
So what if it is?
But you must understand that sort of behaviour simply isn't acceptable in a village like this.
Just jealous because we're having a good time.
Oh, I can assure you I'm not. Some people there, Susan and Linda, for example, they were genuinely shocked.
Well, they must have lived very sheltered lives, that's all I can say.
But honestly...
We were just having fun. Ask Eddie Grundy. He enjoyed himself and so did most of the others.
Well, I'd hardly recommend Eddie Grundy as an arbiter of good taste.
The only ones you've mentioned so far who didn't like it are dried-up middle-aged women. They'd jump at Scott given half the chance.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Lillian, keep your voice down.
What's the matter, Jennifer?
You know perfectly well what the matter is. But it's all very well for you to behave like a brazen hussy without a care in the world.
Oh, but so that's what you think of me.
But you don't have to live here anymore. I do, and I'm your sister.
Just because you've become deeply repressed over the last 25 years doesn't mean I have to follow suit.
I am not deeply repressed.
You just remember, you weren't so pure yourself once upon a time.
Well, that's irrelevant. If you really intend to stay here for the rest of the summer, then you've simply got to restrain yourself in public.
Oh, you've become a real bore, haven't you? Hey, I'll see you around.
Lillian, where are you... Lillian!
Put these away for me, Eddie.
Yeah, all right. Hey, I phoned up about them ornaments.
Did you?
Yeah. And I sent off for a catalogue. It only cost a quid.
Oh, that's good.
They've all sorts in there, he reckons.
Like what?
Well, there's animals, birds, gnomes, classical figures. You know, like Greek and Roman statues.
They sound nice.
They've also got these moulds for bird baths and sundials. You just choose which ones you want and send away for them.
How much are they?
I don't know, but you can make hundreds with each one.
Well, I hope they aren't expensive.
Oh, they shouldn't be. They're made out of latex. You just fill them with concrete, leave them to stand for 24 hours and bingo. God, we should be on to a winner here. After the first few, it'll be pure profit.
As long as we don't end up with a garden full of gnomes we can't sell.
Oh, we won't. Any role, I was thinking more along the lines of those classical figures.
Hey, switch the radio on, Eddie. Joe should be on in a minute.
That's amazing, Joe. Go on.
Yeah, well, you see, Nat had been up half the night wetting the baby's head, as they call it. But he still had to get up first thing in the morning to write that new Monet for the squire.
Yeah.
So there he was, with Mulberry his horse, harnessed and shafted up the rake on loose reins, yeah. And Nat was dozing while he was walking, so he never saw the rake catching a nest full of wasps and tearing it open. Mulberry's hair shot straight up, his ears were laid flat back like a hare, and off his shot across that field held for leather with Nat clinging on for dear life. Well, them wasps, though, was a buzzing and a stinging for all they was worth. Well, Nat managed to jump clear about halfway across, but Mulberry kept going. Now, unfortunately, that rake was 11 foot wide and the gate was only 10.
I think I know what's coming next.
You're right. The rake stuck fast in the gate, breaking his arse, and Mulberry didn't stop until he got home to his stables. And even then, he had them yellow devils pestering him.
And what about Nat?
Oh, he made a sorry sight as he limped home to his missus that dinner time, I can tell you. Bruised and stung all over he was. Took him a week till he could stand upright again. But for the rest of his life, every time he went in the bowl, you'd hear this buzz, buzz, buzz from everybody in there. Oh, it used to drive him mad, didn't it?
Well, that's marvellous, Joe. Country tales from the good old days. And who'd have thought it was such a dangerous place, being attacked by badgers and wasps?
Well, there's lots more stories I could tell you about other things, too.
Yes, I see you brought in quite a sheaf of handwritten notes. Joe's jottings.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So anyway, thanks very much, Joe, for coming in today. And maybe you'd like to come back soon to give us some more of your jottings.
If you like, yeah.
So that's Joe Grundy, a real son of the Ambridge soil. And this is Frank Sinatra, as requested by Joe, with New York, New York.
Is that it?
Yeah. You're a natural, Joe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was excellent. You can take your headphones off now.
Oh, right. Well, all right then, eh?
That was brilliant, Joe. You're a star. So did you mean it, what you said about inviting him back?
Well, I don't see why not. I'll have a word with Alan.
He's a producer, see? You're in with the big boys now.
Why don't you take Joe through to the green room and give him some refreshment?
All right, yeah. Come on, Joe.
Yeah, right, well. Cheerio, then.
Goodbye, Joe. And hopefully we'll meet again soon.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
You know, you were asking about some shires earlier on.
Oh, was I?
Yeah, well, I've got you a couple of bottles here.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
It's the least you deserve after such a great performance.
You know, once I got started, I didn't hardly feel nervous at all.
Well, there's a lot of pros that couldn't have done it any better. Shall I open one for you?
Oh, well, thank you very much. Are you going to have one or no?
Better not. I'm supposed to be on my best behaviour.
Ah, right. Well, I hope this has helped you. It's gone all right, because it was your idea, wasn't it?
Oh, I hope so too. And if it has, it's all thanks to you.
Ah, well, cheers.
Cheers.
Nice to hear an old favourite there. And I'll see if we can find some Bing Crosby for Joe before the end of the programme.
I'm surprised he didn't ask for Vera.
With a highly appropriate Don't Stop, because the music...
I can't believe how good he sounded.
He was a real natural one.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want this on, lady.
Oh, no, chap. Oh, it's nice to think someone's getting on well in this family.
What does that mean?
Thinking about Edward and his exams. Wonder how he did today.
Ah, you just reminded me.
What?
Score phoned up before you came in. He bunked off this one and all.
Why didn't you tell me?
It was Dad on the radio. I forgot.
You forgot? Are you sure you even bothered to take him in the first place?
Of course I did. I dropped him off right outside the gate and I waited to see him go in. I couldn't exactly sit there with him in the exam as well, could I?
Of course you couldn't.
It's the score's fault if they let him get away. Not that they see it like that, of course.
I bet they don't. We could get into trouble for this.
The funny thing is, he ain't bad at maths. I mean, look at this. Where he's been writing up his hours for Oliver Stern in How Much He's Owned. He's all worked out properly.
I don't want to hear about him working for Oliver Sterling.
That's all he's interested in, though.
I don't know that. He's just so stupid. Not looking to the future.
But he is. His future's not going to be decided by what exams he does or doesn't pass. He's like me. He'll find work by using his wits.
Now, look at William.
But Edward's different.
Oh, do you remember all the good marks Edward used to get when he were younger?
Yeah. So we know he's bright. And that's why it doesn't worry me.
How can you say that, Eddie?
Because taking exams never did me any good. And they're no good for him neither.
People don't even look at you for jobs these days if you ain't got no qualifications.
That boy'll get by, believe me.
But what if he don't? I'm really worried about what's going to happen to him.
Absolutely gorgeous, doesn't she?
Yes. Poor Mel looks rather exhausted, though.
Oh, it's hardly surprising, considering she'd just been through a 22-hour labour.
Kenton did very well to get the photographs developed and sent off so quickly.
Pretty amazing when you consider how disorganised he is usually. Look at him in this one. What a proud dad.
I know, that's my favourite.
Oh, this is the one he emailed, isn't it?
Yes. The colours look better on the real thing, don't they?
It's funny to think of Kenton as a father.
It's a big responsibility. Let's just hope he can live up to it.
I'd like to think he'll surprise us all.
So would I.
Here, you better have them back. Or can I take them away for Alistair and Daniel to have a look?
Do you mind waiting until I've shown them to David and Elizabeth?
No, of course not.
I was thinking of popping over to Lower Loxley this afternoon. And then David and Ruth can see them tonight and you can have them tomorrow.
Oh, that's okay. There's no rush.
Thanks. Have you had a response from Chris and George yet, by the way?
About our lower offer? No, not yet. I don't think we can really push them too hard for a decision.
No, I suppose not.
I mean, 20,000 less makes quite a difference.
Yes, they'll need to think about it. Though, they're still going to be making a sizable profit, aren't they?
That's why we felt we could do it. After all, it's going to cost more or less that much to repair the roof, so it only seems fair.
Oh, I agree. It's just horrible finding out about such a big problem so late on.
Thank goodness we found out now rather than after completing. Mm. 20,000 extra really would make a difference to us.
I have a feeling you'll be all right, you know. Chris and George are just as keen as the rest of us to get it over and done with.
I hope so. One bit of good news, though. The council think there shouldn't be any problems if and when Alistair wants to move his practice to the States.
Oh, that's a relief. It seems like the obvious solution once you're settled in there.
Yes. We'll be quite a little cottage industry once we get going.
At least we won't be held up waiting for further news on the development.
No, that does seem to be taking forever.
But there's nothing any of us can do except wait and see, is there?
Brenda had a good go at stirring things up, though, didn't she?
But not very successfully, it seems. Are you going?
Yes, I'd better get back. We've got some lessons coming in at 1:30. Auntie Chris should be back by now.
Oh, well, let's hope the decision's in your favour.
Oh, we'll see. Bye, Mum.
Bye.
Oh, you're not going, are you?
Oh, afraid so, Dad. Nothing personal, you understand. The stables won't run themselves, unfortunately.
Bye, then.
Bye.
I wasn't expecting to see you till lunchtime.
No, well, the shear barn, the forage harvester jammed. It's lost us at least 30 minutes.
But you managed to fix it?
Yes. But the spanner slipped while I was doing it.
Have you hurt yourself?
Oh, it's nothing really. David insisted I come back and clean it up.
Let me have a look.
Now, don't fuss, woman.
Honestly, Phil, it's quite a gash. Come on. I'm taking you to the bathroom. We'll clean this up and put a dressing on it.
Oh, all right.
Brian!
Oh, sorry, Jenny. I didn't hear you coming.
Oh, I didn't mean to startle you.
I was miles away.
Any sign of a deer calving yet?
Not yet.
Oh, don't the bluebells look wonderful?
Yes, they're very nice. What do you want before, anyway?
Oh, well, I just wanted to check how much currency you think we should buy for South Africa and how much we should take in traveller's cheques.
I'm surprised you even bothered to ask me.
Well, given how much you've been going on about our financial problems recently, what a better cheque.
Yes, thank you. But you can decide, all right?
I really don't know why you're all in such foul moods. Alice is almost impossible at the moment.
I thought that was par for the course with girls of her age.
Lillian was quite ghastly to me yesterday.
Yeah, well, I can't speak for Lillian, but it doesn't exactly help having the spectre of this development deal looming either.
Well, thank goodness we're having a couple of weeks off soon, that's all I can say. South Africa's going to do you the world of good.
Quite frankly, Jenny, I can't even begin to think about South Africa yet. I've got far too many other things to worry about.
There. Now, I'm not expecting you to keep this bandage clean.
No, thank goodness for that.
But it should be better than a plaster.
I'd like that. Better make sure you do as matron tells you.
It's all very well, but this was a nasty cut. You should be more careful.
Yes, all right, all right. Accidents happen.
And as for you, David, you should know better than forgetting to have a drink until halfway through the morning.
Yeah, I know.
Well, your mother's right, David.
Well, I had other things on my mind at breakfast time.
Not good for you to go without a drink for so long.
I know, Mum. That's why I've come back for one now.
Did you know we're all supposed to drink at least 2 litres of liquid a day?
Ah, I knew there was a good reason for going down to the Bull every night.
No. It doesn't mean alcohol. That dehydrates you.
Did you get through to Debbie, by the way?
Yeah, I did in the end. She'd switched her mobile off because she's on a day off.
You didn't disturb her, did you? I'm sure the last thing she wants to talk about on a day off is work.
Oh, she didn't mind. Especially as it was good news for a change.
I thought that was very good advice she gave you.
Yeah, I've been very impressed with her approach to the arable so far.
Oh, so have I.
We'll have made a nice little saving not spraying that week.
Yep, it's all too easy to go for the safety-first approach and just spray everything.
Still, I'll keep an eye on it, just in case that discoloration does spread.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, well, time to get back to work, I think.
Yeah, well, I'll join you in a second, Dad,
right,
when I finish this.
Don't rush it, David. Haven't seen Kenton's photographs yet, have you?
Oh, has he sent some already?
They arrived this morning.
Oh, great. Hope they're clearer than the ones he emailed.
Oh, yes, these are much better. I'd say Maria looks as though she's going to take after her mother.
That's probably just as well.
Well, they definitely got the same shape, mouth and nose.
She got Kenton's eyes, though.
Possibly. Although it's difficult to tell from just a photograph.
Well, I'll have a look at them later.
Oh, there's no need to rush, David.
You haven't finished your coffee yet?
Yeah, but...
Oh, go on. 5 more minutes won't make any difference.
There's some lovely ones of the 3 of them together.
And there's a smashing one of Kenton holding Meryl up to the window, as if he's showing her off to the world.
All right, then.
I'll see you back out there in a bit.
Yeah, okay.
And look at this one. A man and the baby asleep together. They look so sweet.
Oh, yeah, it's very nice. Ruth will love seeing these.
Hello, Shula.
Did you hear that car screeching past just now?
Yes, I did. Seems to happen all the time now, doesn't it?
Hopefully the access campaign next week will get through to at least one or two of these idiots.
Well, something's got to, hasn't it? Trouble is, car drivers are so selfish on the road, they just don't consider other users at all.
Oh. But we've all been there, haven't we? Rushing off to school or running late for an appointment.
I suppose so, but at least you and I know to slow down when we see a horse. Some people don't bother at all. Ah, we've just finished exercising Fabian, by the way.
Oh, good.
He's in pretty good form, all things considered, especially after that nasty bout of colic last week.
Oh, no.
Have you and Alistair patched up your differences over that?
Oh, yes, it was just a storm in a teacup, really.
Good, good.
Oh, did you and George... Sorry, you first.
Well, I was only going to say that George and I nipped out to have another look at the police house this morning.
Oh, really?
Yes, we... wanted to reassure ourselves that we were making the right decision.
Did you?
Yes, we did. We've decided to accept your revised offer.
Oh, thanks, Auntie Chris. That's marvellous.
I have to admit, George ummed and ahed a bit before agreeing.
I'm not surprised.
But then I reminded him that we're still making a very healthy profit on the move, and the roof will have to be done after all.
Good. Oh, Alistair's going to be so pleased.
I'm sure he is. Oh... but there is one other matter I ought to mention before we go any further.
What was that?
Well, you see, we had a bit of a flood this morning.
Where?
All over the kitchen floor.
Oh, no.
Came bubbling up through the kitchen sink.
Oh, that doesn't sound very good.
Oh, it's all right, though. George got straight onto the drain cleaners and they sent someone round immediately.
Thank goodness.
He put this solution down there and poked around a bit. And it seems to have cleared up without a problem.
Oh, good.
But I just thought I ought to mention it.
Yes, well, thanks very much.
But you never know with drains, do you?
There, that's better.
You can tell they really like it when they've got new grass.
Oh, yes, they get quite frisky. You haven't come out here to keep an eye on me, have you?
Well, someone's got to.
I'm perfectly all right, you know. Nothing wrong with my hand now you've bound it up. I can still manage to move an electric fence on my own.
I'm sure you can. We'll have to check on the others as well.
Why? I'm sure they're coping too.
It's been a long week for all of you. It's when you get tired that accidents start to happen.
Yes, I know, but this really was just a graze.
Hmm.
But at least we should have the silage finished by tomorrow, and then we can all afford to relax a bit.
Good. I bumped into Carrie just now.
Hmm.
Did you know Edward hasn't turned up for his exams 2 days running?
Oh, that was a real liability.
Makes you think we got away quite lightly, didn't we?
Yeah. Although I didn't think so when we were having all that fuss over the inheritance.
No, but it resolved itself in the end, didn't it?
Only because we resolved it for them.
Well, maybe. But now they all have parental responsibilities. Perhaps that'll make a difference.
I somehow doubt whether that'll change things much.
It feels nice just to have completed the set as grandparents.
Yes, I suppose so. We must have done something right, mustn't we?
Hope you're in a better mood now than you were earlier.
If by that you mean have my concerns over our financial position disappeared in the course of the morning, then the answer is no.
Obviously not.
What's in the sandwich?
Chicken, salad and mayonnaise.
No, I don't feel very hungry.
Oh, you must eat, Brian.
Must I?
Well, you don't want it, then I'll have it.
Oh, you go ahead. I'll grab something later.
I went over to Grey Gables to see Lillian after I left you.
Good for you.
And Linda told me she's gone to Stratford with Scott. Oof. Apparently he's got an old friend working backstage at the RSC or something.
Bully for him.
Linda gave me one of her posters against a development to put up on our gate.
You haven't put it up, have you?
No, of course not. Though I was tempted.
For heaven's sake, this isn't a joking matter.
Oh, honestly, Brian, you're taking everything so seriously at the moment. Anyway...
say, I thought you were having second thoughts after this whiff of corruption.
Jenny, we've just committed ourselves to an outlay of another 100K on the lease of this new cultivator, drill and tractor.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, we could do with the money from this development deal if it goes through.
Well, how much is it exactly?
500,000.
Oh? Really? As much as that?
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Peter Leslie Wilde, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.